Good morning, Rain Partners. Welcome to your Monday Morning Motivator, your weekly action message to start your week off in the right direction. I'm your host, Russell Westcott, and let's please help welcome the ambassador of possibility, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, my man, and how are you?
I'm wonderful. We just last week had a wonderful week. We were down on the Dr. Paul Stoltz Ranch, and now we're leading into a pretty epic week upcoming, aren't we, my friend?
You know, epic weeks are, it seems like it's just dime a dozen now, isn't it? We're just breaking ground. It's an epic breakout year for us. You know, Rain is truly, really shifting the way in which it produces and provides education and leadership for our members, not just now coast to coast, but around the world, uploading and upgrading much of our education and what we're now a stand for. This is becoming more than just real estate results. This is about real life results, and that's why I'm really excited. Aren't you, Russ?
Absolutely. And then the week is going to culminate in the Big Acre program in Western Canada with Brett Wilson, which is always fun to hear from a billionaire, isn't it?
Well, you know, and this is a guy who has definitely endured not just his own personal adversities, a man who beat out cancer and went through a breakup, and of course his man pal, his dog passed on, and business adversities, ups and downs, but that oil tycoon, I tell you, he's not just a dragon, he's not just the man who stands for the Perry ethics, but he certainly is a man who's pioneering possibilities. And you know, it's interesting, he speaks of three things that really leaders today in real estate should really embody. I wouldn't mind sharing them with you now, Russ, and everyone else that's listening this week, could I?
Please do. What's our powerful message, Rich?
Well, you know, folks, for anyone like a Brett Wilson, it's really easy to get distracted. You know, when you get into a groove where there's lots of opportunities, more seem to challenge you, more seem to get at you, more seem to scream for your attention, your resources, your time, and your focus. And it becomes real hard to just keep yourself focused. And so there's a small number of things you can do that can really allow you to stay on task, to get what needs to get done done, and then reap the rewards. The first is remind yourself of the three things, is to always remind yourself on why be motivated. Now, your why is how we used to call it. What's your why? Like, why do you want to do this thing called real estate? You know, is it tied to a higher, grander purpose, or is it, you know, purely for your own enjoyment? You know, can you make it accomplish both purpose and pleasure? Are you being driven by negative emotions, like a sense of, oh yeah, I'll show you, dad or mom, or to prove something to someone? Or are you motivated by some positive, uplifting reasons? Are you motivated to reduce existing pain or to make something more enjoyable, or even both? So this comes down to a worthy goal. What is it? What is your why? Why are you in real estate? Now, your answer could be one word, a few, or perhaps a sentence, but it can't be longer than that. This is not about your beliefs or the vision you have for yourself 5 years from now. This is not about what it means for the family, but what it means for you. What gets you out of your bed and into the realm of learning more about real estate? Because without that, it's not going to be your true North Star. Without a true North Star, you're not going to necessarily find your way. But it's important to understand that there's more to it than just following your true North Star. You know, what good is a following your true North Star if, in fact, it leads you into swamps, valleys, and crevasses? Yes, that leads you to the second rule. It's understand your strengths. To understand your strengths is important because it's about taking your will plus your skill, and that brings you to your strength. So to what extent would this goal of yours, your motivation, leverage existing strengths, or does it require forging entirely new ones? Do you have the sheer will it may take to achieve this goal? Now, for many of you at this particular juncture, you may have already taken your real estate investor strength signature test. And a lot of you have written, both Russell and I, and we've been enclamored with the idea that you folks have got tons of strengths, but more importantly, you've understood now and clearly defined where you're weak at. And so for yourselves, what you've got to now do is begin to harness those strengths to help you realize what it is you're motivated by, because that's going to bring you to the third and most important part, to keep you excited. Now, don't collapse being excited with being motivated. Motivation is what gets you up. Excitement's what keeps you going. Excitement's what lets the crowd cheer you on. Excitement's what brings you to your toes, has you reach from your belly button and have you stretch just that much more where you can feel your pants about to fall off, that uncomfortable that stretch is. you know, excitement is where does the idea of achieving this goal score in your excitement meter? Like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, or is it breaking the meter at 13 out of 10? Does it make you tingle with excitement? And that's what it really comes down to. Does it excite you? Because oftentimes we have got to ask ourselves the final and more important question. Is what I'm motivated by really exciting? Because if it's not, then guess what? You ain't doing it. And that's likely why you aren't doing what it is you said you would do. So if you wanted to do real estate but haven't as yet, well, you're not really motivated by that particular goal because you're not excited by what it means. So either change the goal or you're going to have to find what there is to be excited for within the goal. Said a different way is that if you were to accomplish that goal, ask yourself, how will that make me feel? Who else will feel this way? And what good will it bring to those around me? And the clearer you get to how that feels for you and others, perhaps that's where the catalyst for your excitement might be. So back to Brett Wilson and all those who teach us great things about great leaders. These folks are really, truly in touch with their emotional North Star. They know what they're motivated by. They have a worthy goal worth fulfilling. But they latch them to their strengths, knowing that those are the catalysts for moving forward, but they know they're excited about them because they truly, at a more intrinsic and deeper, more profound way, are moved and touched and inspired by the possibility, not even the probability, but the possibility of fulfilling on that motivation. And that's how real estate investors invest, and that's your Monday morning motivator. Back to you, Russ.
Well, you know what really impressed me? One of the most poignant things that Brett Wilson said was he said something that would be counterintuitive to most people on this planet, and he said, cancer actually saved my life. And that just absolutely just blew me away when I first heard that. And he shared the story of how he was going down a wrong path, and then all of a sudden cancer gave him the permission to stop, say no to everything, and then only focus on what's important to him. And cancer gave him the permission to shut everything else off and only focus on himself. So it was a very powerful lesson for me too. So, but we don't need to have cancer in order to have that lesson, do we, Rich?
That's true. Absolutely agree.
So what excites you, Rich? What is your motivation and what excites you right now? Like, we just got back from those wonderful sessions with Dr. Stoltz, and you had some fantastic meetings that you lined up in L.A. You know, what keeps your juices going?
You know, I'm excited about making a difference in people's lives. I'm excited about the possibility of being able to be an innovation in providing new levels of education that helps people get what it is that they want. As you know, we spent some time with Dr. Paul Stoltz. We spent time with Dr. Paul Stoltz, in fact, even coaching Juwan Howard, who was semi-retired. And lo and behold, after his sessions on the ranch, did you know, and it's official, that Juwan Howard now resigned actually with the Heat. He is back on the court, back in Jersey. He will be heading towards the playoffs with the team for the second shot at a second title for a second ring. And that just lights me up. Were I and Paul an absolute catalyst in that? We'll never know. But the point is that we know we played some small part in the process that led a already existing world champion to head back on the court where he can go and do it again. And that brings a lot of joy to my life. And I know it brings a lot of joy to Juwan Howard's life, seeing that he re-signed with the Heat.
That's huge. And you mentioned about innovation and bringing new, exciting, new offers and opportunities. What are you currently working on right now, Rich?
Well, in terms of what we've got in the cooker?
Absolutely.
Well, we've got lots of things cooking. You know, between Dr. Paul Stoltz, the work he's got, we're looking to bring to fruition the establishment of the RAIN International Research Institute that will be based in San Luis Obispo, California, in partnership with Cali Poly, the university there that generates incredible amounts of beautiful graduate students that specialize in analytics, research, and economics. We're looking forward to bringing forth the RAIN Ambassador Program that's well on its way, and it's taking the country by storm. We're looking forward to unveiling mentorship platforms. It's going to really now lead, hold hands, and show the way for members who really want that accountability to get to the next level. We're looking forward to releasing the remaining parts of Dr. Paul Stoltz's arsenal of education so that we go from these wine tastings to the full day sessions so people get the full meal deal and get some real transformational breakthrough living stuff so that at the end what this is all really about is RAIN being the go-to source, the one and only for people looking to live the optimal life. And that's the stand we're taking, and that's the place we're going, and that's probably a real good short sneak peek at things to come.
Well, just a little tease, isn't it? So I'll tell you what, Rich, today's call was all about being your worthy goal, your motivation, understanding your strengths, and being excited about what you're doing. And I'll tell you what, having a motivated Richard Dolan who knows his strengths and is excited is good for every RAIN member. I'm the first person that will admit that. So thank
Absolutely.
You for living all the lessons you teach as well. So
I appreciate that, Russ, and as I'm grateful for you for living yours.
Excellent. So congratulations, RAIN partners, for making it out to the Monday Morning Motivator. Call number 48. 48. We're closing in almost a full year of positive action steps to start your week off in the right direction. I'm your host, Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.